Growing up, this is always one of my favorite, I think my favorite gospel story, just because it has such a clear lesson, and it makes so much sense of we've received so much mercy and forgiveness from God, and this guy, just like this guy, and then he turns around and he's one of the most hateable persons in the gospel, just because he just got his huge debt forgiven, and then he holds this small debt against this poor guy who uses, ironically, the exact same phrase that this man used against the king. He says the exact same thing. Forgive, be patient with me. Be patient with me and I will pay you back. Obviously, it's such a good story because we sometimes fall into this trap, right? We who are recipients of God's mercy sometimes have that ledger sheet against other people. And we remember, ooh, this person slighted me. You know, and you write that in your little ledger in your heart. And then you hold against them. But then when you turn around and go to God, you're like, oh God, forgive me, you know, forgive all my sins. But you yourself aren't that forgiving person to them. And in Lent, it's a good practice just to always try and avoid being that guy, never be that guy. But one way you can do that practically is to just take some time, some quiet time, and walk through your life. Walk through your life and say, this is where God has forgiven me. This is where God has forgiven me, this specific instance, this other instance where he kept me out of trouble. To go through your life and say, bring back to your memory all the times God has been merciful to you, all the times God has been forgiving to you and patient with you. And it's not an exercise to increase your guilt for your sins. That's not the goal of it at all. Instead, it's an exercise to increase your awareness of God's mercy, to take the focus off me, and put the focus on God and see how patient God is, how generous God is, how merciful God is. And if we get into that attitude like, holy cow, I've received a lot of mercy in my life. I've been, you know, dealt with very patiently by God. Then with that attitude, we're much more free to deal with those around us like that. So Lent is a perfect time to just remember. Remember all the times God has been merciful to you. Remember all the times God has given you things that you don't deserve. Remember all the times that he's been patient with you. And then ask him for the grace to act like him in the world around you.